Oh, so tired of these early mornings. I thought going on the elite squad meant I'd get less calls. Jesus. Just went on my breakfast. The hell am I? This is already a graveyard. Well, never reaped a body from a graveyard before, but everybody who's 1,000 years old can still be surprised. I guess that's what this proves. Alrighty, where was this a joke? Is the system messed up? Is it April Fool's? I don't understand that holiday. Oh, where's the body? Where's the soul? Where's anything that's not already been processed? It's, oh my God. Not you. Not again. Oh my. What? You're supposed to be immortal. You. Oh, I've already put my own mortality on the line for you. And you do this again? Jesus Christ. No, where's. How did it happen? There's no weapons around. There's no, you don't look poisoned. How did it happen? What did you do? What do you keep doing? Something hunting you. Do your job. Scan. Why is this thing not scanning? Scan. Eject soul. Scanner's not coming up with a reason. Dog, is he immortal? It's not meant to come up with the eject. Oh God, hurry up. No longer I'm down here. They're gonna know. Come on. There. What happened to you? Well, of course I looked angry. Do you know how much trouble I got in the last time I didn't release you? No, I can't just stuff you back in your body. That's not even how it worked last time. Why would you ask me to do it this time? I have to get special permission to do such things. If I do not reap someone when I'm sent, then I am at risk of being reaped. Oh my God, you don't even care that this is my job. This is my purpose. Much like you were supposed to gain when you became immortal. We have purposes. We have things that we do for the balance of this world. If we don't do them, things go out of balance. When things go out of balance, higher ups get involved. Terrible things happen. There is so much for you. So much. No. Reapers don't love anything, but I have a fondness for you. God, it wasn't fair. The last time it was straight not fair. That was the argument that I made. And while it's not my argument to make or by my decision, I told my higher ups that it was not fair that you died, and that your death would throw things out of balance. And after a lot of angry words exchanged, they did agree. And that is the only reason why I'm standing before you today. It wasn't fair. You're right. You were snuck up on. And because you were a new immortal, it's just, you weren't able to live out your purpose. What was the purpose that was even given to you? Well, no, I don't know your purpose. But clearly, you had just become immortal for maybe a couple of years. You hadn't even fully explored all of your powers. And we didn't know if you were made to do something wonderful, fantastic, to be a savior of sorts. So losing you could have really thrown off the chain of balance. It's, why am I explaining any of this to you? How did you die? That's not a good reason. A game. So your mortality or immortality is just trivial to you. No, it's good to know. It's good to know that I risked everything for you. No, what happens now is I process your body. No, what happens now is you are going to, well, I actually don't know where immortals go because I was not sent to where immortals go. I was turned into a reaper. Now we don't have any spots available. It's very, very rare that a reaper gives up their position. We get to live forever. We're only summonable by our higher-ups who send us for the specific jobs that we were tailored to reap. And you, you already gave up your immortality by playing a silly game of wrestling with a centaur. Don't you know they're demigods? Well, not all of them, but most of them. A good portion. Did you check that first? They actually have the potential to kill you. You haven't ascended yet. There's levels to being an immortal. You have to get more of your powers together. You have to study, and then you are less vulnerable to death, to me. But here we are. No. Yes, I could. Yes, actually. It's just we don't normally do it. I could call higher up. They could come down. They could decide to give you another chance. But the chances are very slim. They're going to be very annoyed. I don't know if I want to do that. Options? Now you're thinking about options. Fine. Okay. All right. You want options? The only other option is to beat death at a game, since you like riddles so much. Or do you have a death flower on you at all? Didn't think so. What's that? Yes, I can see it's a book. I'm not stupid. But what is it? Why would it be an option? Well, by Jove, the centaur told you right. If you have a book of life, I can absolutely, but it has to be your book of life, and you have about 30 more minutes to read it since I already did the eject button. Well, yes, if you're a mortal, you can speed read through that. This is the only time I'm able to, like, save mortals. They frequently are immortals. You got me so flustered, I'm not even talking right. God, you're petulant. So, the way this works is most immortals can speed read. They can get through it fairly quickly, and in getting through it, they can make it to where I can turn around and release them, and they go back. Because there's someone that wrote a book about you, and mortal, then obviously you're still needed. You have a belief system. That's how this works. The more people who believe in us, the stronger we also are. There's many different layers to this, as I tried to tell you. Well, get okay. Wow. Okay, you're reading that a little bit faster. You know, I actually talking to you is so frustrating right now. I totally forgot to actually calibrate this thing, so read faster. Maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm still calibrating it. It's giving me a little bit of a hard time, and you get all the time that I need. You need. You don't get all the time that you need. God, shut up. Aren't you reading? You'll get more time, so long as this thing isn't working, and it doesn't appear to be working, so I don't know how you did it. I don't know how you managed to get through that, though you haven't been around long, so your book doesn't seem to be all that big. Wow. They may as well put pictures in it. It's so small. Fine. No, I can just release you now since you managed to get a mortal to write you an epic. No, I'm going back home to my breakfast. Well, yeah, I'm on the elite squad. I really only tailor to great men who fall and, well, on the occasion that a mortal were to die and... Well, no, immortals die almost every day, but the difference is most of them know how to deal with it. They always have an epic on hand to read while I do my thing. Heck, some of them know how to eject themselves. They can get a jump start on the reading. How is that not fair? It's perfectly fair. They know what they're doing, you don't, is the thing. You're very lucky. I didn't know you were just sparring with it. I didn't know. No, I'm not sorry. I'm sorry that you keep getting yourself in these positions. And what happens if he lied to you? What happens if he was just messing with you and wanted to take your immortality? You didn't know that to be the fact. Look, I don't know what you're meant to do here in this world, but you have got to be a lot more careful. There are a lot of people, a lot of immortals, who would love your power. If they were the one that bested you, then they could get a portion of whatever power's in you. That won't be for a while that someone will be looking into that, because quite frankly, you don't have a lot. But it is possible. And you should be ready for that fact. You should be prepared for someone deceiving you. This isn't a kind world. This is power. This is notoriety. If an immortal could manage to get more notoriety, then they'll become more well known. Then they will get the secondary power off of the humans that know them. You've got to learn all of this. You've got to learn. You're going to end up like that unicorn in the caverns if you keep this up. Alone, secluded. Oh, they told you about her. She hides because she's scared. She got abducted once. She didn't listen to everyone who tried to tell her. She had this beautiful newness to her. You can't be like that. It's dangerous. So, come on. Let's get you back wherever the hell you're going. Do you feel woozy? A lot of times when people go back to their bodies, they don't feel the best. Not that it should matter in this case, but my job is to see you through to whatever your next steps are, and your next steps might just be here on this realm. I don't like you. I am a Reaper, and Reapers don't have preferences. We're just the end. That's all we are. You're really full of yourself there, aren't you? No. I'm gonna go back to my breakfast. You're gonna go find your purpose, and I am going to hopefully never see you again, ever. And definitely not have to give you yet another hint on what it's like to be an immortal. Be careful out there. In fact, here. It's a flower. Well, yeah. It's a death flower. It may not be me who comes to you. There's other people on the elite squad. No, I'm allowed to give out death flowers. They're just flowers. But if you have a death flower or an epic, then you can exchange that. That's right. In fact, your best bet is to go find mortals that grow these. Become friends with them. Do something for them to where they will want to be around you. Do something for you. Be creative. Great. Well, Bye. Jesus. What an idiot. What an absolute idiot. Choking up right in front of him. Reapers don't have feelings. Reapers don't love. Reapers do our job. Reapers do our job. Reapers do our job. Hey guys! Oh my gosh! Those last tears were actually kind of real because I was thinking about what I was going to say at the end. Thank you guys so much. We had our first video hit 1,000 views in just less than a couple of days, which my other video that is at almost 1,000 views, or maybe it just hit over, depending on when you're listening to this, around a month. It did really well out the gate comparatively to the time which I published it, and the channel was new and I was super happy. And we just barely hit at that 100 subscribers, and we're knocking on 200's door, which is weird. I didn't think this channel, I thought especially my original content, most of the content that's been coming out recently has been original content. I did not think would do that well. I thought it would just flop, but you guys are great, and I am very, very thankful for you guys. Anyone who wants the spicy versions, there's spicy versions of all of my original content that's available. I am trying to get back through all of the emails. Honestly, there were so many that it was a lot, and I was also out yesterday for most of the day. So a friend came into town, not ignoring anyone. And then also, a friend told me that maybe spicy content needs to be, protected for age reasons. So dealing with that, but I made a commitment, so I'm going to make sure that I find the best way to offer those to you guys. I'm just sorry, I'm without words. Thank you guys so much. If there's anything you guys want to see, if you have any suggestions, I'm always open to them. You don't have to like worry. My email is in the description if it's something you don't want to post in the comments, whatever. I'm super stoked. And here's to today is number 11. Or is it 10? I think we're 10% of the way through 100 days of ASMR role plays. I'm kind of stoked about that too. Anyways, guys, if you're still listening to this, you are a true G and I adore you. Just know that. Thank you again. Can't thank you guys enough. I will see you guys in the next one. Bye.